The University of Vermont men's hockey team finished 7th in the Hockey East Conference last season, and not much better was forecasted for Coach Kevin Sneddon's squad this season. But so far, the Catamounts have run a Zamboni right over those gloomy predictions. The team goes into the holiday break with 13 wins against just 3 losses and 1 tie in Division I play. And that's the best start to a UVM hockey season since the Cats reached their first NCAA tournament back in 1987. Our sports correspondent Andy Gardner has been writing about the Catamounts' remarkable success, and he joins us now in our VPR studios. Thanks so much for being with us again,
Andy. Good to see you again, Mitch.
So, UVM, it's a surprise to just about everyone in the college hockey world, except maybe Coach Kevin Sneddon, who you quote in your recent article as saying he doesn't think the team is yet anywhere near where they can get to be. But this is still a relatively young team that had a lot of freshmen who understandably struggled in their first year of Division I play. Are these same freshmen just sort of getting it now in their sophomore season?
They've avoided what is called a sophomore slump. Sneddon said that he's always a little bit cautious and guarded when he has such a large class of freshmen. There were 10 last year going on to his sophomore year, but there's been no sign of any let-up or any complacency. They've played hard, they've worked hard, and the results have been showing up in the wins and losses.
Now, most successful hockey teams usually rely on a number one goalie to get the lion's share of starts in net. The backup is primarily used to give that number one guy a rest now and then. What is UVM doing that differs from that model?
Well, they have a great luxury, Mitch. They have two first-class goalies in junior Brody Hoffman and sophomore Mike Santaguida. Hoffman started every game as a freshman 2 years ago, was expected to do the lion's share last year, but then had some early injuries, and Santaguida had to step in as a freshman and did very well. And they've carried that over this year to the point where Vermont ranks number one nationally in defense. Santaguida hasn't played quite as much as Hoffman. He's 4-2, but he ranks number one nationally in goals against average with only just over one a game, and number one in save percentage at 96%. Hoffman is 9-1-1 with slightly higher numbers, but it gives the Catamounts a terrific 1-2 punch option every weekend.
Now, special teams are always critical in hockey. How is UVM doing when it comes to executing things like the penalty kill and defense in general?
They rank number one defensively in goals against with just over one goal a game. And part of that has been the great discipline they've shown in the penalty kill. They are number one in that. They've stopped 59 of 63 penalties. And that's a very low number in 17 games. They average under 4 penalties taken a game, which means they're staying fresh. They're not having to test their goalies too much. And it's allowed them to have some very nice comeback third period wins this year.
And what about the scoring? And they don't seem to be relying on like a number one superstar to get their scoring.
Well, they do have one sniper, Mario Paskevich, who was the first Catamount to ever win Hockey East Rookie of the Year honors last year as a freshman. He has 8 goals and 8 assists this year, and he scores big goals. He scores goals when the Cats need them. But there's a great balance with this offensive team. They have 16 players with at least one goal and 20 players with at least a point.
Would you say that there have been any upsets so far for the Catamounts this year where teams they just were not expected to beat that they did beat?
Not really, Mitch. The really tough part of their schedule is going to be in the second semester with UMass Lowell, Boston College, and Boston University. But there was a key weekend in November at Providence. The Friars were picked preseason to be at the top of Hockey East. And the Friday night game, they just pushed Vermont all over the ice and won handily 3-0. Vermont was just not competitive in that game. The next night on Saturday, Vermont ground out a 2-1 victory that was as important for how they won as it was with the points they got. They just were gritty, they were tough, and they showed that they could play that style of game. And it also carried over a trend this season where Vermont has been very good on the back ends of their weekend series. They're only 4-3 on Friday nights, but they're 8-0-1 on Saturdays, which shows that they respond to adversity and they're ready to play that second night.
And while it wasn't necessarily a win, it was a tie, they showed some remarkable grit in coming back to tie a pretty good Notre Dame team.
Yeah, that was very early in the season. Notre Dame is a very tough place to play. They lost on Friday night and then came back and got a point out that weekend, which I think was important for the confidence level.
So, you know, I hate to ask you for predictions because I know you're a reporter and you report the facts, man. But I do have to ask you, I mean, what do you think the ceiling is for this team? This start is so remarkable in that no one really expected it. We're talking about the best start since that 87 year. I mean, how far can this team go realistically?
Well, I think the NCAA tournament, another bid there, is very, very realistic. Hockey East is maybe not quite as strong this year as it has been in some past years. But what got Vermont in the tournament last year was its very strong non-conference resume. And they've repeated that pattern this year. They're 6-0-0 in non-conference this year, which is going to really impress a selection committee come March.
And we'll see what happens when they take on BU and some of those
tougher teams. Yes, the real tests are still to come. So there's some things to learn yet.
Well, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention another team in Division III that's done very well in the past, and that's the Norwich Cadets. How are they doing in Northfield so far this
year? Well, actually, it's a big winner for both the men and women in Northfield. They both lead the ECAC East Division. The men are 9-0-1 overall, and they're following Vermont's pattern in a way. They've got a pair of really terrific goalies and are ranked near the top of Division III in goals allowed. And the women are 8-1-1. So it's been a lot of happy endings so far in Northfield.
VPR Sports correspondent Andy Gardner, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Oh, my pleasure, Mitch.